The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Let's get straight down to some news, though, from the UK. The proposed bill to allow terminally ill adults in England and Wales to choose to end their lives will not become law after the House of Lords ran out of time to debate the numerous amendments. Joining us on the line now is broadcaster Rebecca Wilcox, who, of course, is also the daughter of TV presenter Esther Ranson and an assisted dying campaigner. Rebecca, just explain to us what has happened.
Thank you for having me. So what has happened, as the Hansard Society called it, who are a neutral, implacably neutral campaign group, they said this is a filibuster. And that what that means is people have talked and talked and talked and timed the bill out of time. There were 59 clauses in this bill. It was incredibly well researched. They only got through seven in 14 days of long, long speeches. One of them was 4.5 hours long. Basically, very few peers, less than 1% of them, decided they did not like the bill. They don't like the idea of assisted dying, for whatever reason that may be it one of faith, be it one of conscience, whatever it was. And the only way they could stop it was by timing it out. And it is not okay. And new legislation needs to be brought in to help the House of Lords police itself, because it couldn't do it this time.
Okay, so the bill has fallen. It had been passed by the House of Commons. The bill has now fallen. What happens next?
Well, what we're hoping will happen next, because it's a private member's bill, what has to happen is all the names of the MPs are put into a ballot, and then they're drawn out like some sort of political tombola. And we have to get somebody who feels as strongly about the assisted dying bill as Kim did. And there are many MPs that feel this way.
Kim, just explain to us.
Oh, yes, apologies. Kim Leadbeater, who was the MP who brought forward the bill for us, who sponsored the assisted dying bill. We have to get somebody in the top three, and then they can bring exactly the same bill again without a word changed. And that causes the Parliament Act to take effect, which means it will go back to the House of Lords unchanged, and they won't be able to do what they've done. And it means that their procedural benefits that they give to so many things when they do scrutinise and revise and possibly make better the legislation that goes through their hallowed house, it means they don't have the chance to do that. And so it's a real shame for the brilliant members of the House of Lords who are appalled by this behaviour.
Okay. Do you have any concerns when it goes back before the Commons that it won't get passed? I know the numbers were lower. The majority was lower the second time it was voted on in the House of Commons than the first time. Do you have any concerns? Are you pretty sure it will pass the House of Commons?
The polling that we have done and that we have listened to from other members is actually all on our side, because the people that didn't vote for it when it came through the House of Commons just recently are going to vote for it this time because of the democratic vandalism that has happened at the House of Lords, where an unelected few, 6 or 7 peers, have stopped it. So they believe that they have the numbers to get it through quite safely.
Okay. You think this will become law later this year?
I don't know when it will happen, because obviously the ballot is beyond my reckoning, and I would love to say it would become law that in the next parliamentary session, which starts in September, one of our supporters will come up in the ballot. But it's a game of chance and a waiting game that we are very willing to play, because we know we're on the side of choice and compassion and kindness at the end of your life.
Okay, thank you indeed for talking to us, broadcaster Rebecca Wilcox there, daughter of course of the journalist and presenter Esther Ranson, talking to us from Westminster on that news that that assisted dying bill has fallen because of a filibuster in the House of Lords.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.